Today we're going to be talking about presenting yourself as a living sacrifice. Listen, I know that that's not a pretty subject, but it's a necessary subject, especially if you're ready to experience another level of liberation in your life and in your business. And we're in a time and a season where it's so easy to get caught up in what is acceptable to man, what words are going to be pleasing to man, and am I going to get canceled if I say this or don't say this, and if I be this way or I don't be this way. You guys, I want to remind you that we are in a season where our words matter, our actions matter more than ever. And the way through in this season is to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. This is you being willing to kill the fleshly sides of you that are that fear the rejection of man, that fear if it's going to be pleasing to man, that fear, that failure, that doubt, those insecurities, those things that keep you from truly rising into that next level of your leadership, that next level of your kingship. You got to be willing to let go of the ego that is keeping you from really going into that next level of worship in Christ, because that next level of worship is what's required for your next level of elevation. So as we talk today, we're going to get into it. And I'm going to go and this is going to be pretty scriptorial as we're going through, and I'm talking you through some scripture. And as you're listening to my voice, I want you to think, Father God, how does this apply to me right now? And how can I rise up and allow myself, make myself available to be a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable in your sight? What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality. Hey, 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 what's up, you guys? What's up? Listen, I'm excited about today's prayers for your business because we're going to be talking about the anchoring scripture found in Romans 12. There's something about Romans 12 that I just love. I'm going to tell you now, because not only does it begin with the scripture that we're going to be anchoring today's session on, hinging today's session on, it, Romans 12 and 1, where it talks about, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Listen, that's some powerful stuff. And then it goes on. I'm not even getting into it all, but then it goes into my favorite life verse, Romans 12 and 2. And then it goes on down to talking about like our service unto God and just all the wonderful, juicy things, our love in action, and us really just tapping into what it means to demonstrate sincere love and to love one another and to honor one another above ourselves. And it goes on to in verse 9 in this scripture, It says love must be sincere. And it also, I'm gonna skip from 9 to 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. And it's just really sharing with us what love means. But y'all, when I'm really looking into this scripture and what really stood out to me, the reason why this is on my heart, and I'll wrap things back around because it may feel like this girl is all over the place. I'm not. I'm with you. And so let's bring it back. So, as I've been in a place today, I have really been in a meditative state, which it sprung from yesterday's worship, where I felt deep, deep, deep in my belly to just pray at a deep level and cry out for our nation. And there was just this liberation that came from that time and that space with Father God. And from that created this overflow, which I'm speaking from today, to where when I woke up today, I realized that I was walking in this joy, this unspeakable joy, this overwhelming joy that is rooted in a type of liberation that is coming from being released from walking in what verse 2 talks about that I said I wasn't going to get into. But I am. Where it talks about Romans 12 and 2, and it's telling us to be not conformed to the patterns of this world, but be ye renewed in your mind, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will is. So, you guys, it's funny that God starts with talking about us being a living sacrifice. And he says that had to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing. This is a true and proper worship. Many times we look at our worship as something we do on Sunday, but really our true worship is be offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. And the way that we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice is found in the second verse, where it tells us that in order for us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, we have to disrupt the norms that of the patterns of this world. We have to come out of agreement with the patterns of this world that obsess with flesh type things and over glorifying success and all this noise of trying to be something that and to be something that you're not, to fit into a mold of what is acceptable to the world. And those pressing in for those acceptance has created these type of chains that are on our arms and our feet and around our minds, more importantly, because however, whatever goes in the mind, it dictates how the body responds. And that's why the answer for liberation is in the second sentence, where it talks about the second sentence after the comma, do not conform to the patterns of the world. It says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so it's that we have to come out of agreement with the patterns of this world to renew our minds to a kingdom system that is set up for our holistic success, for us to be in God and in His will, and then we will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. It's coming out of that place to where we're in such a hustle for things that we don't even realize what it means to be a true living sacrifice. And you guys, as I was preparing for this, I thought about Jesus being a true and living sacrifice and the things that he had to unsub the systems that he had to unsubscribe from. Hear me, you guys. The systems of the Pharisees and the religious teachers and how they would use law to judge people and to use the law to beat people over the head with condemnation versus love. He chose to be a living sacrifice and to do the opposite and to walk in a kingdom system according to the king's system that caused him to be judged, that caused people to wonder who do he think he is? Why am I telling you this today? I hope that it's making sense what I'm putting out right now. If it's not, if we're going to bring it full circle in a moment. Many of you have been in a place where you have been struggling and you're not operating from the full liberations and the full anointing that God wants you to walk in, because you are there's chains around your mind, there's chains around your behavior, there's chains around your the way that you're positioning yourself in the marketplace, because you're afraid of what people may say or what people may think about you if you come out of the norms, if you disrupt the norms of the patterns of what is acceptable. But I'm telling you right now that we're in a season of disruption, and God wants you to disrupt that patterns of the norms. And it starts by you coming into doing the internal work that's required to renew your own mind. So you may be able to stand in positions, the position of your assignment boldly as a living sacrifice to say, for God I live and for God I die. For God I stand in this calling and for God I will speak regardless if it's acceptable to the culture or not. I'm not concerned about being canceled. I'm not concerned about being agreeable. I'm not concerned about looking good, but rather being good. And this level of a living sacrifice reminds me of Jesus literally hanging on the cross. And as he was hanging on the cross, what I saw in my mind is how he had to be open, how he was opened up for our sins, how he presented his body for our sins. And that opening up revealed his weakest and most vulnerable parts that he showed us, that he demonstrated his love for us. He was willing to lay it all down. He was willing to lay down his pride. He was willing to lay down even his own wisdom and what he already knew. He knew that he was the Lord and Savior, despite what everybody else had to say. He was willing to lay down his power, something that he could have went ahead and judged the whole earth for. He laid it all down and he was very vulnerable. He was very transparent and he opened himself up for us to see him and in his love, demonstrated in full on the cross. And you guys, if we are really ready for a new level in our business and in our homes and in our life, it's going to require us to be that type of living sacrifice, to where we're willing to demonstrate our love in action by putting our pride to the side, by sacrificing our ego of not wanting to be rejected, sacrificing our ego of wanting that fear of failure and what if I don't get it right? What if you do get it right? We got to sacrifice that part of us that want to reject the greater side of the assignment, which is likely the most painful part of it. Like Jesus, he had to hang on a cross, but that cross was the redemption. It stands for a symbol of redemption for us. For us, what does our life stand for? What are we on the cross? What cross do we bear? And what are the areas that our lives is that living sacrifice to redeem something in somebody else's life? Are we chasing profit more than we're chasing purpose? Are we chasing the income, the end outcomes more than we're chasing the eternal impact of what it means to stand in the divine position that we've been called to stand in? Are we afraid? I'm looking at Joshua and before they went on the battlefield to claim the promised land. Are we afraid that we don't have what it takes to conquer those on the other side? Or are we truly standing in him and again with the mindset, for God I live and for God I die, for God I serve, because I am a living sacrifice. That is my life's work, is to be a living sacrifice. The way that I show up in my business to serve the clients, the way that I fashion my calendar to do the things that I know that's going to make me better in service to others. When you go down into the next verses where it's like it's going into verses 3 and he's like, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. So, and then he starts to go and he's like, for just as each of us has one body, many parts, these members do not all have the same function. Find out, guys, find out what it is that you have been called to do. And then whatever that assignment is, whatever your function is, be willing to stand in it wholeheartedly and to serve one another. Because as it goes on down, it talks about what this looks like. So once we've identified the gifts and our function in the body of Christ, it goes down and say, now put that into action through the lens of love. Be devoted to one another. Honor one another above yourself. This is what it means to give your life as a living sacrifice. It's making sure that your love is sincere. It's having a heart that is in right standing, that hates what is evil, but clings to what is good. It is having that ability within yourself to not lack zeal for what it is that God is calling you to do. Not losing that vigor in that fight and that fire, but keeping your spiritual fervor serving the Lord, being joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, sharing with the Lord's people who are in need. So if you're in a place in your business where you're like, God, I need, then start to ask the question, how can I help someone else who is in need? Lord, open up my eyes to see the greater need beyond the distraction of my own needs. Because Father God, I know that when I'm out in service and doing your will and practicing hospitality of serving someone else, that Father God, you will show me the way. It goes on to say, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. So even though you're out here in these streets putting out the word that God is putting in your belly, keep putting it out and blessing the people who persecute you with the heart of forgive them, for they know not what they do. Having the empathy in your heart to forgive, despite if you feel like they deserve it or not, because judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not pay anyone with evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. Don't try to just get it right when someone is looking, and having integrity when people are looking, when eyes are on you. Do it always as unto God, because his eyes is always looking. His eyes is always on you. This is your living sacrifice. So if you ever came to a place to where you're wondering, how do I give my life up as a living sacrifice? It is you literally demonstrating your love in action by the daily actions that you take in service to God and in service to others, and by the way you even treat and show up to yourself. Because how can you love someone well if you don't love yourself well? How can you pour out to someone generously and to give a sacrificial love when you have nothing to give? Are you doing the work to show up in the position that God has anointed you for? Or is it time to slow things down, to come out of alignment and come out of alignment with the patterns of this world, and let him transform your mind, so then you'll be able to test and approve his good and pleasing, perfect, good, pleasing, and perfect will. I want to wrap this up by just saying, you guys, this hit me really hard today, because I've realized that my life has been a living sacrifice. When I started my journey, I didn't really understand the cost that I would have, the price I would have to pay to stand in the position that I get to stand in today, and that I continually grow into. And I wouldn't have never got to experience this other side if I wasn't willing to bear the cross that God has given me, and to present myself as a living sacrifice, and to get past my fears, to get past my doubts, to get past my lack mentality, poverty, bondage, strife, people pleasing, and all the other things, the condemnation of the world, and all of that stuff, to stand truly in the proper position of the assignment he's given me, to understand that this is what it means to sacrifice my ego each and every day of feeling like I'm failing, and to look at the in the natural, and in the natural, it really is, to the world, according to the world standard, it is a sense of failure according to the world standard. But what I learned is, according to the word, is that it was always preparation. And when you think about an athlete, and they in going into something, just an Olympic athlete, they present their bodies as a living sacrifice. They go through the hardships of what's required to, in a sense, present their bodies as holy and pleasing to God. Well, I don't want to say to God, but I'm gonna say in to God. This is likened to what we would do to God, but they do it in a sense to where it is to prepare holy and pleasing for the work that they're going to do. And they understand that this is the requirement. This is the work. This is the service that I have to, this is the work, this is the service that I have to put in. I can't be like everybody else. I can't conform to the standard of the world and eat how the world does, sleep how the world does, think how the world does, operate and how the world does. I'm on a whole new level. I have to transform my mind for me to stand in the race that God has called me to stand in. Because when I can do that, and my mind and my body are a perfect team, according to heaven's standard, then I will be able to test and approve God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Y'all, this podcast is gone. This episode is gone longer than I anticipated. And so I pray that you have received what you needed. For those of you who are in a place that you're questioning, is it even worth it? Is the journey even worth it? I feel so tied down. I feel the weight of the world. I feel the pressure of the assignment weighing on me. I don't know if this is the thing that I should be doing. The battle, the hardship of it all is just hard. I want to encourage you that, therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. If you're still battling with what that means, you sit down with the Holy Spirit in your daddy-daughter time or your daddy-son time and say, God, what are you trying to reveal to me? And what are my opportunities to come out of agreement with the world system? To present myself, my body, as a living sacrifice. Where am I allowing my ego to govern the daily decisions that I make that are either in alignment or out of alignment with you? And God, show me the true way. Show me your way. Open up my eyes to hear and my heart to receive. And if you're truly about this life, you guys, and you truly want the answer, it will be given to you. But you gotta believe for it without doubt. And we know that when we believe for a thing that we pray for, and there's no doubt that it will be given to us. So I believe that the answer will be given to you. And as you go ahead and you finish cracking this last piece open, ask God, what are my opportunities to demonstrate your love in action? How can I be devout to my brothers and sisters in my business? How can I be devout in my marriage? How can I be devout with my kids? Go on and read. Go on further down and go to start to read verses 9 through 21 as you finish it out. Because those are the steps that it really requires to really be and to take the practical actions to offer your body as a living sacrifice. Until next week, continue to be blessed by the best. And if you need some help in really figuring out how to sit quietly with God, I want to encourage you to go into the bio and click on the link where it says our intentional mornings with God. Those intentional mornings with God provides a 30-minute framework to sitting down with God and not only getting into the worship, but digging into his voice and processing his voice in a way that you can apply it into your day, that in a way that helps you to present yourself as that living sacrifice. Until next time, love you. Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.